other point we want to talk about is that when is the proper time to say the Levana is the beginning of the month, proper time during the day, and what do you do if it's cloudy outside and the Levana is covered with clouds? So we spoke about yesterday, the halacha is that you could say the Levana b'chidusha only when it's new, when it's waxing, not when it's waning. But there's also the halacha that you have to be able to be in the henami from the aura of the Levana. You're supposed to be able to get benefit from the light. So at the beginning of the month, it's just a small sliver. It's not really producing enough light for a person to get that benefit. So we can't say it's the first day of the month. It's b'chidusha, it's getting new, it's definitely growing, but it's not light enough that we're going to get benefit. So that creates a few halachas. That number one, it creates, you have to wait till it's dark to say the Kiddush Levana. A person could see the Levana, it's still light out. It's the daytime, a person could still see the Levana, but you can't say Kiddush Levana until it's nighttime. So number one, you should wait till after Seisa Kachavit. Number two, we should wait a few days into the month where the light it's producing is enough light that you can get benefit. So this is the Shachar says you should wait 7 days. 7 days from the calculation of the Merlot, 7 24-hour periods before you say Kiddush Levana. The Ramah is Makel, and he said you could even say it before that, from 3 days after the Merlot. 3 days, 24-hour period, 72 hours after the Merlot, then a person could say Kiddush Levana. A person should not say it before that. Now, there are scenarios which possibly even before that, it's a little complicated, if I can get involved in that. The question which I want to talk about now is the issue of cloud cover. So if you're supposed to get benefit from the Levana, if you have a cloud cover, you're not really seeing you're not be able to get the benefit from the light of the Levana totally. So is that a problem? So if it's a light cloud cover, then you can see the shape of the Levana through it and it's shining through behind it, that is definitely acceptable. If it's going to be heavy cloud cover, a person should not say Kiddush Levana, going to be heavy cloud cover. So what do you do in a situation where the cloud cover is sporadic? There are some points, places where heavy, and then there's a gap, etc. So I wait till that moment and I say, you know, the split second, I see Levana and I say Kiddush Levana. So the halacha is really, you want, the Mishnah says, you want that gap should be long enough for the time it takes to say the bracha. Let's say for argument's sake, it takes you 30 seconds to say the bracha. You're looking for a gap in the clouds which will last for 30 seconds. So you can look up, say the bracha, and by the time you finish the bracha, the Levana is still visible. But if you know that it's going to be going back into the clouds in 2 seconds from now, you should not say Kiddush Levana in that situation. And Mishnah Berurah says, if you did say Kiddush Levana in that situation, you saw the Levana, you saw saying the Brach, you look up and again, you say, whoa, where did the Levana go? That's fine. But you're going to be Yotzeh. He does bring one opinion and says that Chachila, you can do that, relying on the fact that it's visible for that one moment. But Mishnah Berurah passes the Chachila, a person should not do that. So if you'd see there's going to be a heavy cloud cover, the moon is not visible, the moon comes out for a second, and you know it's going back behind the clouds a moment later, a person should not say Kiddush Levana in that situation. Have a good morning.